Thank you for inviting me to the Bielefeld conference. I enjoyed very much to be here. And there's only one big problem for me. I thought I have 1 hour to speak. That is a normal time for IFLA presidents. today there's only a half. And I'm very sorry, I started with the antique time. So a little bit of library development we have to take up. The development of libraries, not only in Europe, in China is another good example, is closely connected to the inventionist of scientists and the results of research. And as you can see, the role of the libraries expanded from 300 BC to the 19th century in Europe, especially for humanities, for art, and for science. And that was in different developments, which I don't go in depth into this. In the 20th century, has produced more scientists than ever before, at least in Europe and America. And I want to refer to Kuhn's Structure of Scientific Revolution, where he explained his views on of scientists and of paradigm shifts, referring to former ideas. He starts with Ptolemaeus and his theory of moving planets, followed by Copernicus' cosmology, the sun as the center of the solar system. Then Kuhn explains Galileo Galilei's ideas concerning motion and further development in Kepler's laws of equal areas. These ideas added different aspects to the same problem and were further developed by Newton, who then described universal gravitation and the three laws of motion and completed the paradigm shift. Without libraries, and this is my interpretation, these developments may not have happened during this time. And in this tradition, it is one of the tasks of the e-library to facilitate developments of ideas. In the 20th century, there are more and more libraries. They were more built and they were opened up more and more for the public. Something we have heard yesterday, that is also one of the goals of the e-library development. And this trend has not been stopped yet, even with library buildings. If you look to China, if you look to Asian countries, even if you look to Arab countries now, there are new big libraries coming up. And there is a tendency of growing collections, now going digital, of cataloging standards, interlibrary loan, as we had in the 20th century. But there are challenges now for the 21st century, and they are all about the e-library. First challenge is technology. Just to mention some of them in short, which I will explain later in detail here. When we come to the storage capacity of what was produced in 2002, you can see here most of it was produced on magnetic tapes, and in total it was more than 5 exabytes. There's more technical challenges. In 2005, only 5 million web servers. In 2008, 9 million. 2 billion documents on the surface. In 2009, they say they will develop one hard disk with 2 terabyte storage capacity. I'm waiting for the USB stick. And there will be, in 2012, 9 billion documents on the surface. And you all know, as librarians, there's much more in the deep web. There are also challenges of the formats. All kinds of formats, so CDs, CD-ROM, starting with e-journals, e-books, digital objects, big film collection are now coming up on the web, all the websites, the raw data we are discussing, and what's important also, the associated tools we need. So this is a very big technical challenge, the formats, different formats. Oh, sorry. And the future? Futurists like Fay from the Da Vinci Institute in the United States, they say search technology will include the ability to search for such attributes as taste, smell, texture, reflectivity, opacity, mass, density, tone, speed, and volume. And what I can tell you that there is already an artist, and she's also a scientist, from Norway, and she has collected smell of the middle of Berlin. There are 3 or 4 different smells. And my library, the Central and Regional Library of Berlin, it's a kind of state library, it has legal deposit of Berlin, and we are looking into it. Are we responsible to collect this smell? And are we the one who have to keep it for the future? So these are technology challenges. There are change in services. We have started with link collections, and now we are going to all this digitization, the metadata, and the electronic space we want to give our as services, we want to give to our users. And in reality, when we started with technology, we saw there will be less space needed. In reality, what we see, there is more space. There's more digital space, but in some way, there's also real space needed. The building cyber infrastructure, the collaborative research environment, is a very important challenge. With all the information sharing, the question of automatically deducing research quality from harvested metadata, and the network of scholarly communication. It's all about contact, and it's all about cooperation with the IT services at universities, but also in other connections. And there's always the same role, the same goal for it, to facilitate the research, to facilitate how we have done it in all the centuries before. Also, technology facilitates now participation and outreach. User tagging and OPAC and literacy. We don't know how this will develop and if it really will develop what we call research outcome or knowledge to keep. But we see that it has an important effect. The automated service interfaces, like this kind of setting up infobots or this kind of technology, are we going to develop it? Is that a challenge for the future too? The interactive of courses of information literacy, teaching library, what is all about, what we want to go and go to our users and outreach to them and let them participate in developing it. And this will opening up the library. E-library, the special challenge for me, and I think that is a very important point, we are talking a lot about the technology, but in reality, in our libraries, the level of technology is not the level we really need going further in this e-library activities. Staff development is a very important point, special IT training, and I doubt a little bit then that in this development, train the trainer in libraries is still possible. It seems that it is more important to have the special IT person to train the staff and to develop their IT technical understanding and IT competence. So we need to make the librarians to become e-librarians, and at least we need more IT staff. There are other challenges. There are these economic challenges. There is a free market concept. I will come to that later. There are diverse publishing models, inclusive Google. I think there is a lot of discussion about this. I don't have to refer further to this, but this is a kind of very clear economic challenge we have. The copyright is an economic challenge. The resources We have the project money and the long term, the development in between those two will become more and more important, especially when we're coming up to in this financial crisis. What is a free market? What kind of challenge is it for libraries? There is the GATT, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade. It's a promotion of the trade, and it has, in the ideology of competition and free market, everything should be accessible for everybody who wants to do business. And there is a General Agreement of Trade in Services, and libraries are doing services. And they are coping with, they want a reduction of state influence in these kind of services, and they want to have more privatization for every service you can make money with or you can make a business out of. And this philosophy of the GATT's activities is that there is no end until everything of the world services are, in this kind of sense, proved if it can be privatized. There is also the World Trade Organization supporting this, and it also supports a kind of activities on the harmonization of intellectual property and property restrictions. And what is called as harmonization of intellectual property restrictions in reality has led to more restrictions, because the restrictions are when there is no copyright zones, or when there are free copyright zones exist. For IFLA, if you want to read more about these challenges, you can read about the declaration of IFLA. There is a very clear view on the WTO and the GATT's activities. The impact on libraries coming from this are questions like, are tax or government-supported library services a threat to the free market? Are there services other business people would like to do, and then maybe the government cannot give us any more the support for it? Will libraries become a part of the education market, which is already developing, when they support lifelong learning? And what has happened already, that the education market is open for GATT's discussion, but not yet for Europe, not yet the cultural part, because Europe is refusing to open up all the cultural part to the free market. But there are discussions about what is culture, what could be opened. And there are impact on libraries. What we from IFLA want is we want to have balanced instruments, and we are questioning what is now going on, if these challenges are really balanced. We think they are not balanced. From GATT's WTO and WIPO, which is the World Intellectual Property Organization, there is coming up under the claim of standardization or free market in education and culture, a kind of political restriction also, and a protection for profit. And on the side of the United Nations, the UNESCO and IFLA, we support that we want to change. We don't want to have the digital divide, and some of these activities are producing more digital divide. We want to support lifelong learning and cultural diversity as a very important part. This is why Europe also don't want to make the cultural market free, and also want free access to information and fair use. So we don't say no free market at all. We want to have balanced instruments into it. And now I put it red, the financial crisis. We cannot say that this will not be a challenge. It will be a challenge. And I'm normally looking very bright in the future, but in this, I really see a very big economic crisis, like maybe one-third of those people who are discussing economy are looking into it, and the other two-thirds are still thinking they might not be so terrible as some signs show. But last but not least, for libraries, it will be a very difficult time, and we have to take the chances from this challenge. There are chances into it, because what we can do and what we have done already is the positioning of libraries in times of crisis. In economic crisis, there is a good example. I think it was a Bavarian city. I don't know exactly which one was. I think it was Würzburg or some others. They put more money in the library when a big company broke down and thousands of people were thrown out of the company. So those people could go to the library. It was a public library to train themselves, to go into lifelong learning, to inform themselves how to find better work or other work, and also to get a kind of cultural base in this difficult situation. So we are able to position libraries into a financial crisis in a positive way. And this needs also further cooperation with other partners and in between library and publishers and technology and technologists. And this cooperation has always a part of competition and cooperation. But this is maybe something which gives a dynamic aspect to further cooperation. Resource sharing will be more important in the future even, if the financial crisis coming down on the libraries and the restructuring of our services, the restructuring of our organization will also be an important part of getting out of this crisis. The multiple use, what we say, that when we have libraries that people lend books from us, is already something very economically. And we can also sell this as a point why libraries are so important in times of economic and financial crisis. Last but not least, libraries should be free and library services should be free. And I think this is very important also when we discuss the e-libraries, because when you see in many countries of the world where they have their digital material, what they have digitized, last time in Chongqing in China, they have a wonderful digitization of the time of the China-Japanese War. And they have digitized all their material, which is quite a lot at that time, because in that time Chongqing was a political center of China. And but you cannot use it on the web. I cannot use it for my home here. I have to go there, and I have to pay 2 yuan for each page. And all over the world you can see this. You can see it in the Philippines, you can see it. Even we in Berlin, we tried it with our address book. When we digitized it, we put it on the web, and you had to pay 1 mark. At that time, it was still mark. 1 mark to have access to it. It doesn't really count. So we stopped it because the administration of the money was exactly the amount we got from this service. So in the moment when we stopped to take money out of it, it went up on hundreds of thousands of hits. So, and it's very well used until now. So we have something like, altogether we have something like 23 million hits on our webpage, and a big part is the address book of Berlin. So the financial crisis, what we can give all those who businessmen who get bankrupt, that they will have free access and free services from the libraries to invent new possibilities for their business. There are environmental challenges. And it just has started that in IFLA there is a discussion group on sustainability and the relationship of libraries and environmental changes. It's not only air pollution, weather conditions, and all this. It's especially a kind of environmental challenges coming up with the earthquake, the water flood, the hurricane, all these natural disasters where we have to cope with and have to prepare libraries for it. Electricity. I don't think, especially the e-library, we are not able to function without electricity anymore. And we just have to know it, and we just have to be safe for this. And this is something which is also discussed, how we can protect our collections in cases, in difficult cases. So the chemical and natural challenges, I don't go into acid paper or other challenges you all know. Security of collections is a very important point. And libraries, from my point of view, are really very sustainable. If you look when your library was created and it still exists and it still functions, and so this is another point, maybe. So preparation for disaster management is on the top list of many libraries, but from a review, there are only 80% of libraries really caring about this, and there should be more, especially when it's coming to e-documentation and digitization material. Preventative actions, suitable collection storage environment. We all discuss what is no longer technically usable, so we have to prepare for this too, and all the other elements of environmental challenges. There are cultural challenges of the e-library. There are many cultural challenges. First of all, the acceptance of language. We are so used, maybe, we are so used, those who are here, to listen or read English as a franca lingua, lingua franca. But all over the world, it is not very common for many countries. And acceptance of language also is an important point for open up information. Let me give me one very nice example, and apologize to those who have heard it already when I, because I'm telling this more than once. I met a person from University of Applied Science in the state of Brandenburg during a flight to The Hague to IFLA, and we were talking. He was talking about his developments and his companies he built up with students. And I asked him, did you ever use libraries for information, what you need in information, and did you use libraries? He said, no, never, no library. Okay, so I asked, how do you get your information? I go to Google. I find everything I need on Google. So I asked him, what did you find for your, so give me an example. Oh, I found the digitization of a dissertation. I said, do you remember where? Yes, it was the University Library of Göttingen. And I used it. And this was excellent because, first of all, I never give a cent for anything on information from the web. I want it free. So I don't go to databases or where I have to pay. The second is I want to have it on my desktop. So I want to really to download it and to use it. And the third is what was so important also was it was in German. And all my competitioners, they are not able to read it. So I could make my business as I want to do it. So that was his story about that. So acceptance of language is one of the problems, the cultural challenges of e-libraries. The other is the library's user's behavior in e-libraries. There are some nice reports now and research on it, on the user's behavior, especially students in EU amenities and in other parts, also for scientists. The different kind of behavior is important. And it's also important when we want to open it up. And when we want to open it up to everybody, not only to the researcher and to scientists, this is also another aspect. So how can we make it simple? And what everybody sees and is, there is no more simple way than Google shows in the moment. So that is a challenge. The acceptance of new formats is another cultural challenge. So there are still people who are saying, I am not going to read long articles or books on my laptop, but the young generation is doing it. There are other new formats like film or video where the information is in and it's no longer in a written form. And students, young students, are using this, preparing their theme and preparing their paper. So there are change. There is a change, a cultural change. And there, the other thing are the virtual working space design and the real working space design to enable this. These are also cultural challenges. So the impact on libraries, will libraries be able to manage different cultures and multilingualism? Will libraries be able to digitize their collection and give access to it? Because even if we do, it seems that the access is not as easy as it is. Will libraries be able to handle the mass storage and retrieval, and who will be excluded? So there might be coming up a new culture. A new culture means that there are researchers, scientists, students, the general public. Are they going to accept this kind of culture, automatic creation of reviews, automatic quality assessment, and so on? So how libraries are serving the knowledge society? We talk a lot about deep indexing, enhanced search, virtual services, national licenses, open access, document servers, but what is the reality? The reality, I'm sorry, it's not the Bielefeld conference. Only a part, maybe. This is also reality. And they have started to setting up also possibilities to access the internet. And if the e-library is really there and is accessible, it could be maybe at this place too, or at this place, where one of the container has the books and the other has computers. So there are social challenges. The e-library is a chance for open access. But there is a question if there will be enough activity and interest to keep, for example, social tagging alive. And to overcome digital divide is crucial for e-libraries in developing countries. One example, like for a Palestine university. In some way, it's very difficult to get material from outside the country. And when they come from the book fair in Egypt, sometimes some of the books are confiscated. But through their connection to the e-library, through their connection, for example, they have Springer Link, and others, they get access in a way they would never have had the chance before to get access to this kind of material. So there are social challenges. There are also political challenges. The security and the borders, the access to information discussion, how much are we allowed to give access, the censorship, the user data protection is something in discussion. And it's an important point for libraries, also in e-libraries, what is going on in Google. If you look into it, you see what, from my point of view, user data protection is not. In some other way, you can see that libraries are asked to give user data out to politicians. Support of e-libraries is a political challenge in this, that we clear up some of these questions and have a political point of view on how we deal with these questions. So IFLA advocates for libraries as part of the digital infrastructure. We did this on the World Summit for the Information Society. We are doing it still on other platforms. And we advocate that libraries bridge the digital divide and support development as we see that e-libraries can do. And libraries provide content, culture, and education as a key elements, and this is what is the difference to those who just put the cable for IT installation into it. So a challenge is a chance, so advocate for e-libraries on the agenda. Thank you.